Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Walk Don't Run 64, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with John Berlau. And John Berlau is a senior fellow at the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. John, you were telling us that Nick Mulvaney, who was the former director of the Congressional OMB, Office of Management and Budget, has been appointed to be the director of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau. How good a job do you think he's going to do? He doesn't like the CFPB, does he?
He thought it lacked mechanisms of accountability. Actually, he is still director of the OMB.
Oh, really?
Enough. He is the acting director of it. So, and
of,
right now,
of OMB?
He's the acting director of the CFPB. He was confirmed to be OMB. So President Trump is eventually going to nominate somebody else.
A placeholder then. I didn't realize that.
Right. Although he's doing some very good things as a placeholder, like putting.
Can we get rid of this thing? Let's just put a bullet between his eyes.
That's what we'd ultimately like to do, because and have it go back to the jurisdiction being enforced by other agencies. But at the very least, it needs to be held accountable. And even under President Trump, it needs to be held accountable.
Right.
It should get its appropriations from Congress, and the president, whoever the next president may be, should have the power to remove the director, just like they do cabinet officers.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's redundant. It's derivative. It's ineffective. It's abusive. And it has the potential to be worse in all those areas, depending on who's in charge over there and who's in charge in the White House. So I wish we'd just get rid of it. So could the president? This is a function of Congress, right? Could Congress get rid of it?
Right. Well, Congress can always undo what it did. It can repeal the whole of Dodd-Frank. Many parts.
What would it take?
Would it?
Could we do it with 51 votes in the Senate?
What's interesting, I don't know that you could get rid of it with 51 votes. You could probably put it under appropriations, because right now it's got this weird funding, unaccountable funding mechanism where it gets its funding from a percentage of what the Federal Reserve gets from selling dollars.
Right.
So if the CFPB didn't get it, those dollars would go to the Treasury. So you absolutely could say, remove that funding mechanism or zero it out under the budget rules with 51 votes. And I definitely think that's what they, if they, maybe getting their courage up for tax reform, they could, turn to this next as far as with a 51 vote.
Well, it's redundant, it's not necessary, and it hurts community banks. And that's all I have to know. That's the one reason why I don't like it and never did like it. So, all right, I want to change subjects a little bit and ask you about you're a cryptocurrency expert. And
I'm as much as anyone. I mean, it's so new that it's hard to keep up
The other day I gave a talk at a club, a local club asked me to give us a talk on something. They said, what do you want to talk about? I said, I want to talk about blockchain. And they said, what? I said, I want to talk about blockchain. I want to introduce you to blockchain. And I told them, I said, now I'm going to talk to you about it, and I'm going to explain it to you, and I'm going to do a pretty good job. But I said, you're still going to be angry at me when I leave because you still won't understand it. And I said, just don't be mad at me. Don't be mad at yourself. That's how I felt when somebody explained it to me the first time. It's a tough thing to understand, isn't it? The cryptocurrency itself is tough to understand, but the technology behind it is even tougher.
It is. It helps to make analogies. I mean, we've had private currencies in this country before. I told you, before the show, I'm doing a book on George Washington as an entrepreneur that's coming out in June. And in his day, and even in the early days of the Republic, we had things where, like, tobacco notes almost, receipts for tobacco almost substituted for money. So, in some ways, it's like, there's nothing with the Bible, Ecclesiastes said, there's nothing new under the sun.
Right.
And I think, you know, in this market and everything else, we need to, you know, punish fraud. But I think we need to look at, you know, some of the we can't do the old ways, like where the SEC prohibits everybody unless you're an accredited investor from buying this. Well, SEC really shouldn't be involved anyway. It's not a security. It's not like a normal
investment. No, it's almost a digital collectible, isn't it? In a way, like a piece of digital art or something. It's because there's no. I mean, if you think about it, really a piece of cryptocurrency, as it's currently designed and created, is nothing more than the value is nothing more than whatever the beholder holds it out to be. I mean, somebody just paid $500 million for a Da Vinci painting, right? Well, you know, to a lot of people, if you gave it to them, they wouldn't hang it on their wall. And he paid $500 million for it. So isn't cryptocurrency kind of like that? Because there's nothing behind it.
Well, I think the efficiency in payment mechanisms and things like that, that could, you know, be contributing to the value. So I don't
I don't agree with you. You're talking about the electronic payment system. That's different from cryptocurrency.
That, well, the blockchain and cryptocurrency, they have the potential for speeding up the electronic
because they get rid of the middleman.
Right, because, well, that in their cell is part of the value. We don't know exactly what it is. It's sort of like when the internet was first coming out.
Right.
That's all the more reason
that's
why
where we are.
Why people
that's
have,
where we are, yeah. When we come back after this break, I want to talk about a little bit more about Bitcoin and what's going on right now with it, which is crazy, but also the underlying technology, the blockchain, which I've been telling you about for 2 years that you need to start thinking about. John Berlau and I will be right back. CEI.org, that's his website.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.